Guelph today received the following letter to the editor from reader Adrian Salvatore, in regards to a recent letter on the challenges of riding a bicycle on the streets of Guelph. Dear editor, it was entirely unsurprising to see the nature of some comments on my colleague's recent letter, The Challenges of Riding a Bicycle on the Streets of Guelph. Some of these criticisms often seem to serve as an excuse for dismissing the broader conversation around road safety, as if a few bad apples justify neglecting the need to improve our streets and make them safer for everyone. When drivers disobey no left turn signs in construction zones and hold up traffic, they are labeled bad drivers. When drivers run stop lights, rush a left turn after the advance signal has gone, check their phones while driving, or engage in any other manner of dangerous behavior, it's easy to separate oneself from that group. Those are bad drivers, but I'm a good one. The reality is this. Cars don't break traffic laws, and neither do bicycles, people do. Whether we're behind the wheel or on two wheels, we're all human, and humans make mistakes. Blaming a mode of transportation for violations of road rules misses the larger, systemic issues that need to be addressed. Improving our infrastructure reduces the chances for mistakes and conflict, making our streets safer and more convenient for everyone, whether they're walking, biking, or driving. In the end, a safer, more accessible city benefits us all. Adrian Salvatore, Chair, Guelph Coalition for Active Transportation.